Oh my God. I have to find this and give it to you. I'll show this to you. Brittany took a picture of me last night. I was by the bed. I'm always naked at nighttime. So she was like, go see if you can make Maya go to sleep. She's been waking up every night at like, dude, 12 o'clock, 11:30, just so that we have like a baby monitor. She took a picture of me through the baby monitor. I was naked, just sitting in it, because I like put her in the crib and I just sit in the chair. So, like, I'm next to her.
So, it's through the baby monitor? So, what is it, like night vision? It's probably like actually a scary photo.
Oh my God, dude, you're leaving Dunkles. What the fuck? Why are you Dunkles?
Because I was naked. I thank God I was holding my bird, dude. And she just snaps a picture of me Grinch bellied out. Fucking, I have like Grinch body to the max, dude.
Your body doesn't make sense, dude. I've seen you. Sure, I've seen you nude.
It's a bad angle, dude.
It's the craziest
night
angle.
Night vision adds like 30 pounds, dude.
Night vision adds giant tits, apparently. Show them fucking, dude. You gotta see it. It's so funny.
It's not my true body, dude. It's not my true body.
No, don't show the camera. Why would you show them?
Like, we were already kind of in a
So you're just sitting in a rocking chair in your kid's room like that?
Yeah.
You're terrifying.
Why?
That's terrifying.
I'm trying to get her to go to bed.
You look like the witch from The Witch, dude. You look like The Witch.
I do.
Exactly like The Witch.
I look exactly like The Witch.
And someone's probably like, Matt, you're like, okay. What?
I mean, dude, night vision turns you into a creature, dude.
Night vision's actually
I've been working hard on my body, dude. I saw that. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Especially, dude, if you had a tenus in that, that'd be the worst photo of all time.
I mean,
if you had a tenus.
Sticking... I did have a tenus in that. I was covering it. Let's be real. Yeah.
Even had a tenus. Naked in the dark, I'll cover a tenus.
You have to.
By myself in a room, I'd still be like, well, no one sees this. Somehow. Hopefully there's not a night vision camera I forgot about.
No, that would be a good one to release, honestly.
That's important for the people to see that picture.
If there's any girls out there, they'd be like, ew.
Suddenly, I'm the heartthrob of the group.
Ew.
You know, Shane's not that bad. Did you ever see Matt naked? Your parents.
What? What about them?
God bless them, dude.
What?
Just
what?
A house of just two retarded boys.
Two?
Yeah,
more
true.
Like fucking four.
True.
The fuck?
Just coming down, be like, Dad, I spilled the cup of Hermes. And a brother across the room, like, you can't spill the cup of Hermes. Just like, what the fuck?
That's brother stuff, dude.
You're jealous?
I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Pussy.
Yeah, boys.
I want to wish it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Holy sisters. You got to have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros.
You were playing football like your life depended on it.
I was,
the broship depended
absolutely.
On it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True.
You were the captain of the SS Bros.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
When you're a team captain. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall. You're gonna
go. You were this close to my hand.
This close.
Now.
Right under
you. Look. If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
Fuck you guys' family, dude.
Oh, we just touched feet. The
You're way out of line, dude.
Whoa, what are your feet doing over here?
I was just kicked back and comfortable. You just make me feel comfortable, dude.
God damn.
Just, whoa, dude. Is that glow in the dark?
No, don't worry about it, bro.
Oh,
don't worry about what I'm up to over here, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Don't worry about
it. It's glow in the dark. Dude, you got to charge that up in the sun.
No,
that thing's sick.
I got hammered, and I was watching 3-6 Mafia videos. And I forgot I ordered this. And then I got a package, dude. And I opened it, and I was like, oh, my God.
You have to start doing a drunk QVC show, dude, where you just get hammered and browse the internet.
I literally checked my Amazon search after it, and it was Juicy J t-shirt.
This is it.
This is, you may recognize this from the Stay Fly music video.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
It is kind of weird, man. The fact that, like, you know, if they're right now saying, like, you shouldn't clap because it could set off someone who's autistic in, like, a public gathering, it's like, oh, but if you want to, like, put them on camera and film them awkwardly trying to date for the lady from Gilligan's Island.
There's one that's a girl, and then she went and sat outside with this dude, and they were like, oh, this one autistic girl was dancing, and then another dude came up and started dancing with her, and they were like, and they talk about it. It's like a fucking nature show. They're like, oh, she may have found a mate out there. And then they put him outside and made him talk, and the kid couldn't talk.
Yeah.
Because there's a camera in his face. He's on a date, and he didn't know he was doing it, I don't think. Well, I'm sure he did, but he didn't, you know, his autism kicked in hard, and he couldn't. She was like, I'll lead it. Do you like cats or dogs? And he's like,
oh, I saw that.
And she was like, I have a cat. He's like, do you have a cat? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. It was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable.
And then it's like, that guy, I don't know if he got paid. And now his family just has to be like, holy fuck, dude. We sent him to the dance. He ended up on Netflix.
Yeah, like having like a slight nervous breakdown.
Yeah, being on TV, just like, I have a cat named Gertrude.
Yeah, man. Like,
holy fuck.
Yeah,
man.
That was probably one of the most uncomfortable parts so far.
It was
he freaks out. And he just goes like, oh yeah.
That was the best part. She's like, should we go inside then? He's like, oh yeah.
I mean, apparently it increases the risk of spontaneous human combustion. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, when you're in ketosis, your body produces ketones, which is like another form of acetone. And the one theory on spontaneous human combustion is that people are in ketosis.
Yes.
And
their body okay.
Sorry.
Well, it's all those like hot dude churches.
Hot dude churches rule.
They're so weird.
They kind of rule.
See, there's like Justin Bieber goes to them and shit.
Yeah, dude. You wear like leather.
Hot dudes.
You wear like leather bracelets and like a V neck.
Oh! All right, the noise was a joke. Run the tapes back. The noise was a joke.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Delete that.
Damn.
This is why we don't do live, dude.
Scrub that.
Yeah.
Sick move.
And I divert it to anybody out there that wants to try to heckle me. You're dude. Getting hit with that.
Dude, sending a fireball someone who's heckling you is the best.
Yeah, like, get to the jokes.
It would be nice if you spotted a guy kind of leaning on his chair and hit him with that.
Dude, I might set up a plant and start putting YouTube videos out about Hadouking hecklers. I wonder how much it would cost to maybe rig up some type of pulley system. So if you did hit someone with a Hadouken, they flew to the back of the room. You know what I mean? Or levitated and you force hold them. That's what I thought. Shut the fuck
up.
Dude,
that would be so sick. You should go to Helium or wherever else and come down like from like 9 feet from the ceiling on a cable. Because you can rig yourself up. Like, if they start getting you mad, you start levitating.
If you were all black and they put you up in the ceiling, and after the feature, like, the hose comes back out, you just slowly descend from 7 feet.
You've been there the whole time. You've been up. You could do this, dude. How dedicated are you?
I'd be so happy. What would be so funny is if they noticed me during the during the feature set, just on the roof,
like a bat, dude. Yeah.
You'd have to trick out the lighting so you can't be
descend slowly. a true vampiric entrance.
So Janice and I, since we met in December, she was a working girl, and I was.
Where'd she work?
A man of
Where did she work?
Pet
like
Boys?
Home Depot.
On the streets.
Lowe's.
A working girl. A working.
No, she was
girl.
Like not a street performer, like a mime, like a mime.
Like a silver robot.
No, like a. Tell me what word to use, baby. They're stupid.
I'm not sure what they're talking about. Like a hardworking girl.
A prostitute. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So now.
Oh, gotcha. I heard about those.
I'm sorry, baby. Don't ever reschedule these dudes, all right? I'm just saying.
What are you talking about, dude? This has been a killer interview. What are you talking about, dude?
I think there was one rumor about you where people were dumping on you through hammocks.
Yeah.
Is that true?
A sexual thing? A sexual thing?
Yeah, where people were taking shits on you.
A sexual thing, right?
Yeah, sexual dumps. Not like just like, you know,
not like sanitation. Gross dumps.
What the fuck?
It's a rumor. I just wanted to ask.
Well, no, I'm saying.
I think it's
who
cool.
Who cares? What I the fuck awesome. Business is it if anybody's? If it's true. A sexual thing, good God. Did I ask you about your sexual life?
Yes, almost immediately.
Have you ever?
Literally immediately.
Have you ever licked an asshole?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Have you sodomized another human being?
Yes.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm pretty excited about it.
It is a difficult realm. I see why dudes completely freak out.
Having one person tell me to do one thing, I'm like, dude, I hate them. I wish they weren't in here. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Dude, it's crazy.
Oh,
I had to get woken up at 8 a.m.
Who woke you?
Phil Pound. Dude, he pounds on the door like he's serving a fucking warrant. It's fucking crazy, dude. Nothing bothers me more. Doosh, doosh, doosh. Get up. That's how he fucking does it.
That's the best.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. No. Then I'm furious. And then my mom's yelling.
Jane.
She's like a cat, dude. She'll stand outside your door.
Jane. Jane. Come on, let's go.
Oh my God.
Gotta get moving.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
You're having like grade school flashbacks.
Dude, I had a wild night. She really sits outside your door and just goes,
Shane. Come on.
It just rubs the wall.
Let's get moving.
Oh my let's God. Get moving. So,
dude, I'd rather see a swastika on my wall. Yeah. Wake up, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Sleep. My phone died. I forgot to pack a charger when I went down for the NFC Championship ball game. Got breakfast by myself. So I sat there by myself without a phone. I don't know if you've ever done that. Ooh, and then a guy caught me listening to their conversation. There was a table like two or three booths down. And it was like a business, like the people that work together getting lunch. And he was like, yeah, this place you saw, they like have carpet all on the ceilings. And I was like, he saw me like look up. Fuck. I'm a freak, dude. Just sitting here without a phone, just waiting for a turkey sandwich. But I didn't know we were getting coffee. I thought we were getting lunch. So I got coffee here.
Oh.
I had a cold brew. And then we went to a fucking coffee shop.
So what'd you do?
I had double coffee, dude. I was out of my mind. Up? I had a meeting with this lady and I didn't shut up. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the direction of comedy right now. And it is tough to sell sketch, you know, so it was fucking wild.
You were one more coffee away from going.
Yeah, I was fully, dude. It was nuts. I was like sweating. I was doing impressions. I did impressions like four different times.
Get jolted on coffee
and then just check your phone. Just like, I'm sorry, I got time. I just got to answer this. I have spots tonight. That's what I do. I do stand up, lazy, just nonstop. So, wait, anyway, what's going on with your company? What are you guys working on?
You didn't have to get another coffee.
Yeah, it was psychotic. And then I ended it. I was just like,
okay, goodbye.
I was like, oh, my Uber's here in 2 minutes. What else you got going on today? I mean, the thing, it was going nowhere. She was cool.
Send a representative. Like, I'm going to send a representative and then sit like two tables over and just wait.
Over here and then towards the end go, I couldn't help but over here. I'm actually the real Shane Gillis. I'm the one you were supposed to have
get
this.
The devil's double.
I'm the one you were supposed to have this meeting with today.
I'm actually over here. I've been here. Just text her halfway
40
through.
40 chess like, constantly. Yeah, I'll say, look over to this other table and I'll go.
And then run.
Sprint out of the meeting.
Leave a fake check to pay for your coffee and run.
Running is very funny. Dude, running publicly is
dude,
so funny.
It's the best. It's a high speed lifestyle, dude.
Running out of a restaurant is fucking so funny.
Dude, I mean, what is the speed limit for people? Cop cut. Yeah.
Remember when I got pulled over? I got pulled over by cops leaving our Billy's. And they thought I was undercover.
Oh, yeah.
The cops did?
The cops thought I was an undercover cop. So they were like, pull over. We got to chat. I look like a cop that much. They pulled me over. And I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
You were they probably dressed like a kid who went to high school to buy drugs.
Yeah, for real. They pulled me over. And the guy goes, 369? And I was like, damn thing's fine. I thought he was, I swear to God. I thought he said a yin yang twin lyric. He goes, 369. Damn thing's fine. And they were like, no. We thought you were an undercover.
You're like, these cops are doing riddles. Yeah,
I'm going just to go in the fucking the back. Get a lap dance, maybe or two, then get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but I've seen, yeah, I've also, I don't know if you can imagine this, Matt, but Lewis is handsy. He's definitely
a butt pincher.
Yeah, handsy. He is.
You're aggressive.
It's like saying somebody at a carnival, like, oh, he rides the rides.
No. It's like saying a guy at a strip club is groping strippers. That's what it is.
Yeah, dude. You ask him.
Well, that's not his fault. That's the half Puerto Rican part.
Dude, groping if you want to use the carnival thing, that's the equivalent of standing on the Gravitron. That's what you do. And everyone else is like, why is he doing that? And you're like, this is awesome.
Watch this.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, everybody wishes they were this cool. And everyone's like, no, dude, it's fucking weird.
You got standing on the Gravitron.
It's some of the funniest pictures on earth. It's so fucking funny.
The perfect analogy for getting hands in a trip club.
Oh, man.
What are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. It's dangerous and inappropriate.
A part of me respects it. Cool, you're a douche for doing it. Hit me with a standing fucking Gravitron.
So fucking funny, dude.
There you go. Notice everybody's away from him.
Please go for it. Oh no. Oh my god.
Yo, turn it down. Turn the fucking audio down.
It's not me, it's the video. My audio is on.
Click on the video. You can click on the video's audio.
I did. It's down. It's down three quarters of the way.
Alright, my bad. Oh, fuck that picture, dude. Click this picture.
The fucking man.
Look at the guy next to him. Look at the guy next to him.
Like, what the fuck? The audio listeners, if you don't know, on the ride, the Gravitron just spins like really fast, and essentially you stick to a wall with like a, you know, and there's, it's
hold on,
only
keep going, Lewis. Keep trying to explain this.
What's up, bro? What's happening?
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously, dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making a, I'm just setting it out, dude, ceremoniously. It's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off, you know?
Well, I'll tell you something, man. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just, this is my stuff. This is what I ball out
what
on.
What is this?
The fucking high spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz, seat on the insignia, rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand. I'm fly as hell, dude. You hate it.
What is the top there?
This piece is called the fetish. This is what gives it its voice. So if you were to slide this thing back, it would throw off the whole sound. It has to be placed in the proper place.
Mm.
Billy was talking some mess about my flute.
I heard you got yours off Amazon.
Not Amazon. It's from High Spirits. It's a reputable dealer.
I heard it was a colonial.
Dude, here's the thing.
I heard it was a colonist flute.
I try to engage in wrong speech where I harm other people in their businesses. So.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to put down the man's business.
Oh, his business.
You don't want to put down a colonizer's business.
He's thriving. Yeah. The whole thing started because.
Well, did they run off the real Native Americans that made those?
No, not at all, dude. They're probably working tandem with Native artists. But Billy and I was teasing him because we all went to this place in Florida. And like, dude, I want to crush this lady. She has like a little trading post. It's cool. She's a nice lady. I picked up a flute there. Mine was in the mail. So I'm like, oh, let me hear his voice. I wasn't really digging the sound. And that's all I said. Spud got one, and I was kind of like,
yeah. He picked up a bad flute.
It's a decorative piece. It's a beautiful piece, but it's more of a decorative piece. That's what I was trying to tell him.
This needs to stop.
What? That's all
this, whatever this is, character is. This is one of my least favorite characters. This is one of my least favorite characters.
Dude, I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
I'm not.
Why are you doing this to me, man?
I was just saying how good things were. things are good.
I'm saying they're trying to say that's a colonizer flute. That's also that's a cover, by the way, by I believe.
By you.
That is a I don't want to steal credit for that tune.
That was a cover?
That's a borrowed tune. Yeah, that's Dancing Moon by Purnell. Purnell's a beautiful artist, dude. How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad
you're doing things this on
have been
purpose,
great. Things
dude.
Have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude. Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. It's just a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get a spit out.
Get a spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man. That is
nice,
a beautiful
man.
Piece here, the leather.
It's a, dude, I'm dead. I've been genuinely worried about someone smashing this thing.
Really?
Between you and Brittany, I have two strong contenders for flute breakers.
Who's going to break it? Brittany's going to break it.
She kind of likes it. I've actually turned her around.
She's trying to trick herself into saying she likes it.
She was in the bathtub and I was playing downstairs. She's like, dude, I was about to fall asleep. It's you can't. It's 432 hertz, dude. Now that I can carry a tune on it, if you're taking a bath and you hear that droning below you, the floor below, you're just kind of like, oh, man. I go on my roof deck at nighttime and just put a blanket and just fucking wail so hard on it. And dude, it's.
This can't be. You cannot be doing this.
Yeah. So, like, no one can see where it's coming. No one can see where it's coming from. So people are just probably walking their dog and they're like.
Let me hear it again.
Dude, so you're walking your dog down the street and you hear this in the distance. Just
you like the end.
Oh, you got
figured out how to do the end.
Dude, I might start getting up first thing in the morning, hitting people with one of these. Sorry, that's not good. Sorry, guys. I have too much spit in this moisture barrier. There we go. Early in the morning. But, dude, it's nothing personal. This is just a hobby I'm into, dude. It's nice. I'm not going to have it every single time. I wanted to show it to you.
Where does it come from? What tribes? What are we talking here?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't done my due diligence. Dude, I'm more of a musician. You know what I mean? I'm a music guy. So it's
oh,
like,
no, dude. What? Now you're dark chocolate also.
Dude, I'm more of a musician.
What are you doing today?
What are you talking about, dude? I'm here. It's Sunday.
This is out of control. Now, what's going on with that pipe?
Got me out here on a 7.
You smoke that pipe.
Patreon. I'll save that.
You're going to save drugs for the Patreon?
Yeah, I'll probably have to, you know, but I'll need total silence. So if you guys would respect the
space.
Why? Well, it's a ceremonial pipe, dude. I can't smoke it amongst chatter. I mean, I'll go outside if I have to.